High winds and the torrential rain ripped through part of the 1.5 million acre forest. Now, park rangers are assessing the damage. Hillary Markin is the public affairs officer for the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest, and she says it will take weeks to fix the damage.
We're going to do probably an aerial flight here this afternoon to get a plane up to assess the damage and how big it was on some of our areas. And then it sounds like salvage operations will be an option. So when we have a large damaged area, we'll come up and do a tree salvage.
The National Weather Service says the highest recorded wind speed was a 62-mile-an-hour gust near Hayward. Nearly 4 inches of rain was recorded in the northern Wisconsin towns. Even now, Xcel Energy is in its second day of trying to get electricity restored to people in Rice Lake, Park Falls, and Hayward. Markin says the Flambeau Trail system is closed because of flooding and fallen trees. Chris Geidel is a forester for the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest. He's assessing the damage in the Moose Lake area, 32 miles southeast of Hayward.
Mainly trees down along power lines, trees on buildings. It appears to be straight line winds came through, and with the amount of rain that we had, loosened up the soil, and trees were more susceptible to tipping over. We came upon an individual that was pulling a fifth wheel trailer. A tree came down in front of him, so he had to stop, and then another tree came down on his camper, so he was pretty well stuck.
Closed roads and trails will reopen when debris is cleared. Miranda Vanderleest, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.